The opinions expressed in the following program are provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJAD 800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The following is sponsored content.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. It's 7:06, 19 degrees right now in downtown Montreal. It's your host alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJAD. Don't forget, Dr. Monk is here until 8 o'clock at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And tonight, very special because this is the Mother's Day edition of Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. And who else would be better to have than Ronnie's own mother, Ketty? Welcome to CJAD, Ketty.
Thank you.
So we're very happy to have you. And Ronnie, are you nervous having mommy in the studio? You're good.
I'm not nervous, but my mother is shaking beside me.
She's going to be great. We were talking off air, and I know it's going to be a fascinating show. And the reason you're here, we're going to get into all of this in just a sec, is how you are basically your son's guinea pig in a way, which is fantastic.
That's well, I wouldn't say guinea pig. Everything I do on her is proven.
It's true.
But nobody loves the cosmetic world more than my mother.
That's true. And I have to ask you, I guess, right off the top, how does it feel to be, the mother of the top dermatologist in the city?
I feel very fortunate and I'm very thankful.
Very good. And he's blushing now.
Very
Ronnie
much.
Is blushing quite a bit.
That's my rosacea flaring
exactly.
A little bit on
air. It's true. And don't forget, by the way, if you would like to reach out to Dr. Monk at his office, weekdays to book an appointment, very simple, 514-937-2757. And of course, the website is monkmd.com, which is munkmd.com. And as we always do on Skin Deep, we like to go with Facebook Live. So if you log into Facebook, Dr. Ronnie Monk, you can catch all the action live and in full effect on his Facebook page. And of course, you can check him out on Instagram as well at Dr. Ronnie Monk. And what's really great about his Instagram account is that he showcases a lot of the procedures. So if you are maybe trepidatious about certain things, you can actually see it. There's videos, there's pictures, and you see that it's really not as scary as you might be led to believe in your imagination. So definitely some social media accounts to follow. So lots to talk about. Before we get into speaking about some of the procedures that you've gone through with your son, I know that you have a Mother's Day special going on at the office for the entire month of May. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk a little bit about it?
Yeah. May is the month to appreciate our mothers and to show them our appreciation. Mm-hmm. So we've decided that we're going to do a special on microneedling and platelet-rich plasma. Okay. So that's a great procedure that we do. We'll probably talk more about it because it's one of my mom's favorites. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That's very true.
Yeah. But great treatment because very little downtime. And mm-hmm. It's one of those treatments that is really feel good. It makes your skin tighter, helps with fine lines, wrinkles, great for under eye bags, and just makes your skin kind of glow and healthy. Mm-hmm. And it's a very summer safe treatment. So
okay.
It doesn't matter even if you're in the sun, it's a treatment that you can do safely. Mm-hmm. So great summer treatment. We have a great promotion going on for the month of May. And we've opened it up. It's not only for mothers, mm-hmm. but anybody can really benefit. So if you're thinking about microneedling your skin, you can come see us and you'll get a great deal on it.
Perfect. And again, more information at 514-937-2757 and the website monkmd.com. So Ketty, let's start off, I guess, with the journey that you embarked on to do some of these procedures. Why did you start this? Obviously, it's great that your son can do it for you. So obviously, the trust factor is there right away. But what was the interest?
Well, I always was interested in being in the best possible shape that I could be in and looking the best that I can, because I believe that if you look your best, you feel better about yourself and you're more motivated to work out, to eat properly, and to do all the right things. So it's something that always interested me. And when my son was in dermatology and he was doing his fellowship in Ottawa, I had asked him if I could, do some stuff that I was interested in. And one of the how I first started was I started with Botox. I had a frown line in between my two eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And it bothered me. I felt like it took away, like it always looked like I was frowning, even when I wasn't frowning. And it was something that really annoyed me.
Okay.
So I'd asked him about it, and I said, you know, maybe I could start I'd heard about Botox, mm-hmm. and people were saying it's a miracle, drug for wrinkles. So he said, come visit me in Ottawa, and we'll see what we could do. So I did. And that's really the way I got started.
You know, like you said, I was a resident at the time. I was in my training. And, you know, my mom, I mean, she's now, how old are you? You want to say it on air?
I'm 60.
So she's 60 years old, which is a big year.
Mm-hmm.
You notice lots of changes. So at the time, she was in her early 50s. And she felt that, you know, she was looking older, getting older, obviously. That's when a lot of people start to really notice changes.
Right.
I mean, really, I think changes happen in your early 30s, but where they become most apparent is, I'd say, late 30s, mid 40s. You really start to see changes happening,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
whether it's brown spots, wrinkles, skin laxity. So my mom came up to me and said, I want to look as good as I can. What can I do? And obviously, I was studying it, and I said, come to the clinic and, you know, I'm obviously practicing under a great doctor's supervision, and we'll make a plan for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we started. And, you know, a lot of my patients will start with Botox because Botox is a very, very, number one, very safe treatment. It's been out there since the 80s, I think, for cosmetic purposes. So it's been around a long time. And, you know, you start there and automatically you start to feel good as soon as you see some results and improvement. I mean, within a week or two, your frown line was probably gone.
Yeah, the frown line was gone and it's never been back. So I was very happy about that. And I noticed it, you know, and mm-hmm. I said, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And I want to keep going. So, I wanted to see what could be done for my skin because, you know, as you get older,
mm-hmm.
you don't have the same glow to your skin that you want to have. So I knew that there was, you know, I did some reading and I knew there was these IPL treatments
mm-hmm.
for brown spots.
IPL stands for intense pulse light. So that's one of these treatments that kind of just clears up
okay.
sun damage, reds, browns, and gives you a more even skin tone.
Okay.
So I did a few sessions mm-hmm. with that. And I mean, that was amazing. I really noticed my skin, any brown spots, freckles, anything that you had on your skin that was not attractive
mm-hmm.
was removed.
And how, just to interrupt for you for a second, so Ronnie, if someone wanted to do an IPL treatment like your mom did, where would they start? Like, they come see you for a consultation?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you know, my mom's talking about how she started with Botox, then she went on to do some IPL. When I meet somebody for the first time, we create a plan. So number one, we do a proper consultation. I examine your skin and I listen to what your goals are. If your goal is to have a more even skin, we start there. And maybe I'll recommend IPL. Maybe I'll recommend another laser that helps depending on the type of damage or the type of stuff that I see going on in your skin. I can mm-hmm. tailor the treatment based on your goals. If your main concern is, you know, that frown line between your eyebrows or your smile lines, your forehead lines, then I may suggest Botox. So number one, I listen to your concern. I tailor the treatment program based on your concern. But I always tell my patients, it's not a one-time thing and it's high-bye. I equate it to going to the dentist. You go to your dentist, you get your teeth cleaned, you're going to come see me, I'm going to take care of your skin. We're going to, whether it's erasing your brown spots, clearing up your wrinkles, giving you some volume to lift you and prevent sagginess. It all depends on what your goals are. So that's the main thing. So with my mom, I mean, obviously she trusts me. She mm-hmm. leaves it open to me. She says, do what you want with me because I trust you. I know you're going to make me look amazing. And this is what I want done. And it was a step-by-step process. But, she's obviously done all these different treatments over time. I mean,
yes.
I've been doing this close to 7 or 8 years now. So she's really done a lot of treatments over time, but it was really a step-by-step process based on her goals.
Okay, perfect. And we've got much more to talk about with Dr. Monk's mom about how her journey continued. If you do have questions, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. It's 7:15. So time to head off to the CJAD Traffic Center. And for a look at the roads, let's speak to Mark Shalhoub.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. And tonight we have a very special guest in studio, his mom, Ketty. And so we're hearing about her journey as she's done several treatments through her son at Dr. Monk's office. And don't forget that if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk at his office, very simple, 514-937-2757, monkmd.com is the website. And of course, he's here until 8 o'clock at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And we've actually had some texts come in over the break, so we're going to get to those, a couple of them right off the top here before we get back to Ketty's journey. One of them is a text that says that she's heard conflicting information about how safe it is to put filler under the eye trough, and you're going to tell us?
So filler in the eye bag area is a very, very popular procedure.
Yep.
But it is one of the trickiest areas to fill because the skin under the eye is extremely thin.
Okay.
And so if it's overfilled, you will actually see the filler in the under eye area.
Oh, wow.
Which happens, you know, not infrequently. So what's important to know, number one, fillers can be dissolved. So if you are that case that you're not happy with your end result, you go back to your doctor who filled it and we can actually totally correct it. It is 100% correctable. Okay. So you should not be left with a bad outcome in the end. That's one of the best things about filler is they're very forgiving and they're reversible. First thing. Second thing, I never just fill an eye bag. You have to correct the reason for the eye bag. And why do we often get eye bags? Oftentimes it's because of volume loss in the cheek around the eye. It's because of volume loss in the forehead or the temple around the eye. So before I touch the eye, I first fill any area that's lacking volume around the eye. Mm-hmm. And after I do that, it pulls up and you actually improve the eye bag completely indirectly. And then you need very, very little amounts of filler in the under eye area. And when I started doing this, I noticed far fewer complications. It's really rare for me to have a complication with the under eye area because I put such small amounts there. You don't need a lot there. And a lot of people overfill it and it looks bad. You could get a sausage-like appearance in that under eye area. Mm-hmm. So it's very important not to put too much product there. If you want the most natural result, you got to fill surrounding areas that have lost the volume, that pulls up, that improves, that lifts the underlying tissue, correcting the under eye area quite a bit. And then you just, it's the icing on the cake to put a little bit of filler in the under eye area.
Okay. Another text has come into 514-800 from a 32-year-old female who says that she gets breakouts, mild rosacea, enlarged pores, and possibly a few acne marks. She also used to sunbathe quite a bit when she was in her 20s. She wants to know what would be the best procedure to improve the texture of her skin.
I think it would be multifactorial. You know, if you have rosacea, you probably have a lot of redness and maybe dilated veins and big pores. That's something we correct with laser. So we use a vascular laser that really targets those little veins under the skin to really give a clear skin tone. I mean, I myself have rosacea. That's what I do regularly on my skin because I really get red. I get ultra flushed and the laser really just gives me an even skin tone. So it makes a huge difference. If you have breakouts associated with rosacea and pimples, then there's great medical treatments. So different creams, sometimes depending on the severity, I can actually prescribe pills for it. So, I mean, definitely a consultation would be necessary, but there's mm-hmm. amazing, amazing treatments that could give you pretty flawless skin despite your rosacea.
Now, again, Dr. Monk's mother is in for our Mother's Day special here tonight on CJD. So, Ketty, what is the next sort of step of your journey that you wanted to talk about?
Well, after I did the IPLs, which I was very happy with, I discussed with Dr. Monk, my loss.
You call me Ronnie, by the way.
You get that right. Yeah.
I discussed the fact that I had, you know, the volume loss.
Okay.
And you start to see that your skin, you feel like your skin is drooping.
So how old were you when you started to feel your skin kind of getting
worse? I was in my 50s for sure. Okay. I was, you know, yeah, I would say like 54.
Can I tell you what's incredible? You know how many people I see in their late 30s, early 40s with significant sagginess? Mm-hmm. They come to me and they complain a lot about their folds, those nasolabial yep. folds, so those folds around the mouth. Mm-hmm. But when I really assess them, it's amazing how much we sag even in our 40s. For sure, as you get older, you lose more volume, you notice it more, but that's really something common that people consult me about.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so then that was the next.
I probably noticed it before, but mm-hmm. You know what? I didn't know.
Right.
I didn't know. If I had known back then, even in my 40s, what I know now, I would have started a long time ago, and I'd probably look.
So what was the first thing we did to address your loose skin?
We did a little bit of filler to give just a little bit of a lift. We probably did like in the cheek area mm-hmm. a bit. Mm-hmm. I guess that's how it started. And you notice around your mouth area, you could start to get a little jowly. So we did a little and rectified that.
Okay.
And what's so nice about filler is it's instant gratification.
Right.
You see it immediately. And the thing with Ronnie that I like is that he does a little bit and he gives you the mirror and he shows you a side and you just, it's so subtle.
Oh, perfect.
The difference.
So what I want to say is, you know, everybody is so afraid of looking overfilled and
right.
and unnatural. And I mean, if you're on Facebook Live, you see my mom. I mean, I don't think your friends knew you were doing work until I kind of posted it on my social media.
No, nobody knew.
But that is the beauty of what I do, is if it's done properly, it's really natural. And I don't want anybody to know you're doing
perfect.
Work. I just want everyone to know you look good. And so what I tell everybody is everybody will notice, nobody will know.
Awesome.
And that is the point of everything I do. It should be subtle, but it should be noticeable.
It was such a well-kept secret. I mean, I'd see people that hadn't seen me in 15 years,
mm-hmm.
and they said, oh my God, you haven't changed.
That's amazing.
Like, I don't understand. You look exactly like you did 20 years ago. Like, what's... And I said, yeah, I've got good genes,
so
you know.
The secret's perfect. Out. We're on Facebook Live and the radio.
Very good. Much more coming up with Dr. Monk and his mom. You're listening to Skin Deep with Ronnie Monk on CJAD.
Skin Deep with Ronnie Monk is brought to you by Monk MD.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening, 7:37, 19 degrees in downtown Montreal. Your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk and his special guest, Sasswar. Our special guest tonight is his mom. Ooh, we got some feedback there. I'm not sure. Me? Oh, there you go. Maybe it was your headphones.
Sorry.
There we go. So his mom is here tonight, Ketty, and so she's talking about her journey through some of the procedures that she's done at Ronnie's office. And so we're going to get back into that in just a sec, but we've had Alana on the line, patient over the news. And Alana, you have a question about rosacea?
Yeah, I had a quick question, because when I was in my late 30s, I had taken Accutane, and I did most of it, but then I had to stop because my liver count was getting too high.
Yeah.
Everything was great, and then you fast forward to now, and I started to get what looked like rosacea or something, so I went to go see a doctor, and they recommended a cream called Rosifer.
Yeah.
And so they said it takes a really long time, and to be patient, and it will help. And I wanted your opinion if you ever heard of that cream.
Yeah, so Rosifer is a great, great cream for breakouts with rosacea. It basically, that's the trade name. The generic, it's called ivermectin. It's a treatment that's probably been out now for about 3 years. I'd say it's my favorite topical cream for pimples with rosacea. I like it a lot because it's really gentle on the skin. It's really well tolerated. And I find that it really works well, but it does take about 2 to 3 months before you start to see the improvement.
Okay, then I got
to
be patient. Okay,
yeah.
That's what I wanted to double check.
But what's is you can continue using it long term, and it will keep your skin clear for a long time. So keep using it on a long term basis.
Alana, thank you so much for the call. We're now going to head over to Pat and NDG. You have an eczema question?
Yeah, hi. I've had eczema for like 60 years, various intensities through my life. And I'm just wondering if I have seen a dermatologist for it, and he's very hard to get an appointment with right now. So everybody seems to have some sort of eczema formula cream. Like, it's the big catchphrase now. Do any of them do any good? I mean, are they, or at least on, say, very mild?
I mean, the thing with eczema basically is just irritated, red, itchy skin.
A little more than that, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to put it simply. But there's no magic cure for eczema, unfortunately.
Yeah, that part I know.
So when you have eczematous skin, you basically really have to moisturize. You have to avoid, you know, irritating substances, ingredients on the skin, avoiding hot showers, avoiding harsh soaps, avoiding perfumes is always really important because it's the slightest triggers that can trigger your eczema and make you flare. But if you moisturize constantly and then you use, you know, a little bit of an anti-inflammatory cortisone cream from time to time just on the eczema, usually you can get a pretty good handle on it.
Pat, thank you so much for the call. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. So, Ketty, I know that I had a question actually over the news break that I wanted to ask you because, you know, you've done several procedures with Ronnie, which is fantastic, and you look fantastic. But I was just wondering, because, you know, sometimes you can have too much of a good thing. So I was just wondering, was there ever concern in your mind, and I know Ronnie would never let this happen to any of his patients, but that you might get addicted to getting work done?
Well, the most important thing for me was looking natural, and you just want to look, I guess, a little your skin to have a glow, to not look too sort of jowly, or your collagen you see like is not there, is lacking, so. You know, when you do a little bit of filler or you do your cheek or you do a little bit in your jowl, what Ronnie does is he shows you the half that he did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so subtle, but you see it, like I see it right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, what do you think? And usually, like, I like it, I don't say, well, I want more, because it's just right.
Mm-hmm.
And you really... like, you notice it, but no one else is really going to notice it. And that's what I like about it.
Mm-hmm. So I want to say something. We take 3D pictures in my office to really see the before and after changes. And I have to say that not infrequently, I have patients that I've injected filler in that come to me for follow-ups and they say to me, you know, nobody's really noticed, or I don't really see a big change. And I said to them, is that a good thing or a bad thing? And sometimes it's good, sometimes they're not so happy. But what's always interesting is when I show, when we look at their pictures and we really show a before and after,
mm-hmm.
it's always noticeable, and
okay.
they always see what I've done. But that speaks to the subtlety of it. But what I tell people is that subtle nature is the best part of it, because it's very subtle and it's not noticeable at first. But if you continue to do it and we keep doing very subtle things over time, at some point, usually 3-4 visits in, it becomes very noticeable. But nobody has any clue what it is. But all of a sudden, everybody's commenting on how good you look. And it's like nothing ever changed. Your facial shape didn't change. You look the exact same. Nobody can pinpoint anything, but there's something. You're just not aging. You're just looking better as you're getting older. So that, to me, is the best quality about what I do. It's non-invasive. There's no downtime. And if you maintain it, which obviously I recommend for all my patients, you will get better and better over time. And it's so subtle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, half my patients don't tell their families. That's
wow.
how subtle it is.
Wow.
You can't tell.
You really, you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've seen people that I didn't see someone in 15 years. And I bump into them and they say, oh my God, you haven't changed in 15 years. You look exactly the same. I don't understand. Like, what are you doing? And as a matter of fact, I had told Ronnie I got my new Medicare card,
mm-hmm.
and I compared it with an old card.
How old was that card? It was like 5 or 10 years.
Yeah, it was maybe, I don't know. I think it was like 8 years before. Something like that. And I looked at the two cards and I said, oh my God. Like I just, there is a difference. And I mean, I should look better,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, 6-7 years, whenever it was ago, as opposed to right now. And I looked at the two Medicares and I said to my husband, what do you see? And he says, you look better now. I said, exactly. But nobody would tell. It's subtle, but when you look at a picture of yourself dated way back, you see the difference. Even we were watching the video of Ronnie's wedding, which was 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and comparing it to the wedding that I had recently of my other son in September. And I said, you can't compare.
Mm-hmm.
I just look much better now. And it's not even that I look younger.
Well, that's what I said.
I just look
to her.
Better.
I said to her, I don't want to make you look younger because that's not natural. I want to make you look your age. Mm-hmm. I just want you to look good.
Right.
And that's the point of all this, is really just accentuating all the positive features so you just look and feel amazing. Mm-hmm. But you don't look 30 when you're 60. That's unnatural.
Right.
So that's really the beauty of what I do.
And like, I am sitting across, you look fantastic. Like, and I'm not being paid for that. You look fantastic. And it's funny, when I walked in, I hadn't seen you in a couple of months. And yeah, like you glow. You glow like you should be dancing beside Jennifer Lopez. Like, it's just, it's fantastic.
Well, how good is Jennifer Lopez?
Exactly. Jennifer Lopez's work is also very good.
She is a perfect example mm-hmm. of a good dermatologist.
Yeah.
Where she looks like.
Yeah, because she's 48, I think.
She looks like amazing. Yeah. And when you look at her 10 years ago, she didn't look like
no,
that.
No, she does not look no. as good as she does now.
But she looks very natural. Very natural. It's very subtle. Mm-hmm. But she just looks incredible. And she looks her age.
Yeah.
She doesn't look like she's 20.
Exactly.
Right? But she just looks amazing.
Much more coming up on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. We have some texts we're going to get to. But first, it's 7:45. So time to head off to the CJD Traffic Center and have a little chit-chat with Mark Shalhoub about the roads.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for spending time with us on the show tonight. We really appreciate it. It's your host, Kelly Alexander. And we've got some texts I want to get to before we get back to Ronnie's mom, who's here tonight, who's had her journey through Ronnie's office and continues, which is fantastic. And she looks great. And I can't wait to hear more of her journey. But I did have a text come in from Tanya that I thought you might want to answer, Ronnie. She's 36 years old. She's a black female, and she has spider and varicose veins on her thighs and legs. And she's wondering if there's something that can be done about it.
Absolutely. So what's really important with Tanya is the size of the veins. So if they're really large varicose big veins, that needs either sclerotherapy, where there's actually a detergent injected into the vein to cause that vein to collapse, or there's actually endovenous lasers, where there's actually a laser piece injected into the vein, and then the energy is delivered into that vein to collapse it. But it's invasive, it's in the vein. As opposed to what I do external laser. Mm-hmm. So what I do is really great for little spider veins, red, purple, even blue veins, but they can't be too large. So those bulgy varicose veins I don't treat. But if they are kind of small or medium sized, then I use laser. I just do it on the surface of the skin. Mm-hmm. The laser heat collapses those veins really efficiently. And it takes about 2 or 3 sessions, and it really gives a great result. And what's nice is it's much less painful, I'd say, than injections or any of the other treatments out there. So it really depends on the size of the veins. I'd say a proper consultation is really the best to determine what treatment is best for you.
So Tanya, if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk, very simple, 514-937-2757. So Ketty, back to you. The last week we were speaking about some IPL treatments that you've done with Ronnie. What was the next step in your journey that you've done?
Well, my favorite treatments are, I love the Resolve. It's a laser. It helps the skin texture, and it's also great for tightening. And you do a series. I think I did 3 mm-hmm. already, and I really noticed a difference.
I mean, what's nice about that treatment, so for those listening, that's the Pico Way Resolve. That is our laser that we actually use for tattoo removal, but there's a handpiece on it that does significant texture improvement. So we have actually used it for acne scarring. We use it for skin tightening. It's actually one of my favorites for neck tightening as well. And what's really nice about it, there's really minimal downtime, barely any. You could really go back to work the day after. It causes a little bit of redness, but that's all. And it's actually a laser that's safe in the summer. So
okay.
It's even safe in the sun because it's a deep heating laser. So it doesn't really affect the skin. It really delivers a deep heat that will cause significant tightening. So anything, tightening for the jowls, the face, the neck, it's a great option without any downtime.
Now, one thing, because we're coming up to the end of the show, but I really wanted to bring this up. You look gorgeous, which we've talked about before, but the thing is, none of this work that has been done has been invasive, I think, like, for the most part, right? None of it.
None of it.
So, and I hope, Ronnie, if I can put you on the spot here, will you, and I hope you agree to this, Katie, can he put a picture up on Instagram of you? Or I'm sure he's done it already, but if he can do it tonight, because I really want our CJD audience who's listening to go check out your Instagram at Dr. Ronnie Monk to just see how amazing she looks. And this is all non-invasive. Mm-hmm. Like, you were telling me during the break, Katie, that you were able to come from the office, do a procedure, then go right back to work.
Right, exactly. And nobody would notice. And some procedures you get with the laser, you could be a little bit red, mm-hmm. but you could cover it up with a little bit of makeup or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it really wasn't bad. So that's one of my favorite treatments. The other treatment that I loved was the microneedling with the PRP. And that was also very, that's amazing. And there's really no downtime. And you're a little bit red. I mean, not even like 24 hours. And you really see a glow to your skin.
And it's also, you know, that treatment is pretty painless. There's really no pain associated with it because we do use a numbing cream that's really effective. Mm-hmm. So it's a really comfortable treatment, no downtime. And it's really good for, again, tightening, texture improvement, under eye wrinkles. A lot of questions about under eye bags, platelet-rich plasma, which is derived from your own blood. You know, the vampire facial, but mm-hmm. that's one of the best treatments for under eye bags. So it's a great treatment that we do all the time at my clinic.
Perfect. Now, I did want to mention before we wrap up tonight that you have a Mother's Day promo that's happening through the month of May at your clinic. So it's not just for moms, but we want to show a little bit of extra mom love this month. So there's microneedling involved, PRP, three treatments, and there's a 10% discount, which
it's
is significant.
Great deal.
So very much something that...
And it's a summer-safe treatment.
Perfect. So things to check out at Dr. Monk's office, 514-937-2757, and the website monkmd.com, M-U-N-K-M-D.com. And again, Ronnie's going to put up a picture of his mom on his Instagram so you can see just how amazing she looks. She looks fantastic. At Dr. Ronnie Monk is the Instagram handle. My thanks to Ronnie and Katie. Thank you so much for being with us today. Tonight on CJD, we appreciate it.
I have to say hi to my kids.
You got to do it. I didn't forget.
Gabby, Jamie, Avery, and Gail, my lovely wife. I love you guys, and I'll be home shortly.
Perfect. So thank you so much for listening. My thanks to Dave Simon for pushing all the right buttons. Coming up after the news on CJD, it's The Night Side with John Pohl. Have a great night.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJAD 800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The preceding was sponsored content.